Right now, let's labor over to Ruth Epstein.
Who's also working.
Who's also laboring. Yes.
Right.
Good Ruth. Morning, guys.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. As I said, I've been down in the nation's capital for a few days, so there's lots going on. Not so much for me up here now, so you're going to have to fill me in.
Well, one of the interesting stories is a story that I first broke up here off the Hartford Current Press line when I got up early one morning and saw, and I posted that this guy was arrested for
being hanging out at Hotchkiss?
At Hotchkiss. Yeah. Now, after I posted that story, Eddie Meza from Sharon Country Inn.
Yep.
Posted and said that guy tried to check into my inn, and I told him he didn't have any rooms. You know, it's and he got very loud, and he said I thought I was going to have to come to fisticuffs anyways, but he moved on. But then when you look at this story, the guy got caught because he decided to urinate on the grounds, and when they brought the dogs there, the dogs found the urine and followed it right to where the guy was.
Oh, God.
But I mean, a rapist and everything like that. He was initially held on $250,000 bond. They lowered it to $100,000.
And it was lowered because I just heard in your news story something about his rights as a something.
He claimed that he has a right. What he claimed to state police when he got arrested was he wanted to get arrested because he needed a place to stay because they had kicked him off the campus once. And he came back and he said he needed a place to sleep because he couldn't find a place. There were no inns that would take him. And it was his right as an American of the Constitution to have a place to sleep.
So. What about the rapist part?
That's in the past.
I see.
Who's whether to say what he wanted to do? But all I'm saying is,
I got you.
It doesn't do you much good when you're caught sleeping.
When it's on your CV.
Yeah.
So unbelievable.
But it all turned out okay for
poor
everybody.
Hotchkiss has not gotten such great press lately.
It all turned out okay.
You know the you know the old saying though. As long as you spell my name right.
That's right.
So we did have a story this past week about communications at Region 1. And
I want you to do something, Ruth. I want you to go to the Region 1 report.
Yes.
And I want you to take a look at some of the very well-written responses to that communications at Region 1 special meeting and then the speaker that was brought in.
Okay.
Very interesting observations from people.
Okay. I will have to put my work hat on and do that. And we also did the Sharon Board of Selectmen, where Dr. Schnurr spoke about the hospital and the maternity unit. He was there. And we spoke or texted with Peter Cordeau after that, who said at this point, there is no date for discontinuation of maternity services set yet. So we don't know where that stands at this point.
Yeah, there's no date set for its continuation, but there's no date set for its abolition as well.
So what does one wait for?
You wait for a decision to be made.
Yeah.
Dr. Schnurr has basically indicated, you know, he's going to be retiring soon.
Right.
And the stress that would put on his service to provide 24-hour service. It would be. I mean, you read the writing on the walls.
Yeah.
That they're looking for help from the hospital to bring in other people. The hospital's looking for a way to do this. I mean,
it's recruitment. That's what he said. The whole thing is you need doctors, and that's key.
So it does not look good. But then again, you never can tell.
We never know.
So basically, bottom line, you need OBGYN people
coverage 24 hours
right.
a day.
Right. I mean, there's a. You know, that's a service you have to have 24/7.
That is true. That's what we all learned growing up. Okay.
So that's what the basic decision is. There is that there is no decision, and we'll see what happens. I mean, but it doesn't. When you read between the lines between Peter Cordeau and Dr. Schnurr, it really does not look good. Unless some miracle happens.
Unless some young folks want to come up here and practice.
Yep.
Yeah. So we have a busy night, actually, tomorrow night, Marshall. There is the Kellogg Board of Ed. There is Tuesdays at 7, the last one of the season at the South Canaan Meeting House for the Falls Village Canaan Historical Society. And Peter Vermilia is going to be speaking about his Wicked People of Litchfield County. And we also have the Cornwall Board of Selectmen. And do we have Salisbury? No, they meet next week. Are they moving back down to the next Monday?
Curtis was away from vacation. He's just getting back today, so I don't
think... Okay, so I'm sure then it's going to be next Monday for Salisbury Board of Selectmen, I'm thinking. And usually Canaan Board of Selectmen moves to the next Monday as well.
Yeah.
And so, and then quiet week until... We have a meeting of Democracy First on Saturday. I believe Chris Murphy's going to be there and all the Democratic candidates. That's at 9:30 at Gear Village. So I'm thinking we've got a quiet week other than that.
It is. Going back to the head of meeting about the grading policies with an invited speaker.
Yes.
Here's what upset people. They took questions beforehand. They wrote down questions for a question and answer session.
Uh-huh.
When it was over, they only picked two questions because it was too late to go to the other questions.
Oh, dear.
And people got it. People got mad. People got mad.
Yeah. There's, you know, the...
But that comes on the heels of their communications meeting.
Yeah. Well, you know, at that communications meeting, Pat McCara, who's been very outspoken from Falls Village, said, look, guys, you got to let people speak. You can't cut them off. You have to make them feel welcome. I mean, that's key to it. You've just got to be open and transparent. If constantly that has come up, and parents.
I think this is my opinion, but one of the biggest mistakes is that people think that other people are really uninformed.
The whole thing about that, and we've only got a minute left in what I'll say about the second meeting that they had, is you don't ask for questions, written questions, and then you select the questions that ask, and then say, okay, there's no time left. And then Lisa Carter got very belligerent about the whole thing.
Oh, dear.
And basically said, well, it's late, to stay late, and everything like that, pop. Mm. So, you know, when you get people's questions, you answer them.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Especially when you ask for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially. And that's been the cry at these Board of Education meetings. You know, you have public comment. They don't want to get into a debate or dialogue, but let people speak and give them
pretend
their
to listen.
Yeah, and listen, yeah.
All right.
All righty. Well, back to work, and I'm glad you're getting your little place painted there. It's going to look lovely on the green.
It's going to be beautiful when it's done.
Okay. I'm sure.
All right, Ruth.
I hope you can unlabor for the rest of the day.
We'll try.
Okay, thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, rep-am.com on the web.